starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket investment negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang kababayang government contractor pero may side hustle na advokasya na mula sa Perth. Kausapin natin si Ms. Donna Taginod. Hello, Ms. Donna!
Hi, Teta! Salamat! Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here and I'm so excited to share a bit of my journey and hopefully inspire others to start something purpose-driven.
Nagpapasalamat kami dahil alam kong busy-busy ka. Usapan natin, kailan nagsimula itong side hustle slash advokasya mo? Kwento mo
sure.
Muna.
Sure. Nagsimula siya ng very organic. After living in Australia for many years, 2 decades, I developed my knowledge of international education when I was working at the University of Tasmania. And I've been exposed to about 95 nationalities. I help a lot of international students at that time. And I also became a Filipino community leader at Tasmania. Study at the university, Panubumagaplay, and of course. And all that, I realized it was becoming a calling. So when I left the University of Tasmania and worked for the government, that's when I formed the ISA Australia, which is International Study Avenue, ISA, in 2023. So it's an education agency na ang mission ay hindi lang to enroll students sa university, kundi to guide them to succeed holistically in Australia. So libre ang professional fee ko. I don't charge anything from our clients. I just wanted to help students to succeed.
So saan nang gagaling itong passion mo, itong fire mo, no? To help international students? Alam ko ang mga advokasya, it's something really personal dahil may pinagdaanan ka kahit papano.
Or, I have a very humble beginning. So when I was a child, nung elementary ako, from grade 1 to grade 6, I have been crossing the river just to go to school. Every day yan. In the morning and afternoon. Kung umuulan, pumataas yung tubig. So, nagiging delikado yung pag-cross ng river. So, that taught me resilience and at the same time, patience and hope. That every crossing, every day that I do, I know that when I finish my studies, I can do something good for myself and for others. So, nung nandito na ako sa Australia, again, another crossing river yung ginawa ko. It's bigger than crossing the river. And now that I am working for the Australian government, the current of that river is very strong. There's a lot of things that are involved. I realize that I would have not been in this situation without that childhood experience that I had that taught me the leadership. And so I wanted to give back to my country. And so I set up this international scholarship program para sa mga academically inclined but underprivileged students sa aking bayan, which is in Cagayan Valley.
Ano mo siya dahan-dahang bubuuin?
I only started with a very small step. I have learned from my manager na sabi niya, build a little, test a little, learn a lot. Hindi kailangang malaki ka agad. So I started very small from helping one student. And then from there, I built that process and framework as well ng business. And then most importantly, I focus on building trust from my clients. It's very important to serve first. And when you lead with service, success always follows. The principle that I always follow, 90% of our clients are mostly referrals from those students that we helped previously. So may kapatid sila, may family members sila, may kamag-anak, kaibigan, i-refer nila sa amin. So Yeah, that's where we get our client referrals.
Can you tell me a little bit more about building trust?
Very important. I'm a very good networker. As I have always proven, networking is everything. And to be a good networker, people should learn to trust you. In my government role, I work with high-level stakeholders, engineers, uniformed personnel, and industry leaders. In that environment, I learned that relationships are built not just through titles, but through trust. You have to be consistent and you have to deliver value. And when people know they can rely on you, then that's when they come and invite you to bigger conversation. And I carry the same principle into my advocacy work.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Paano nasusustain financially ang iyong advokasya?
I built a profit-for-purpose business. So it has an advocacy dahil wala kaming single na fee sa aming clients. Like free ang professional fee. Walang perang dumadaan sa amin. But how we sustain this is when partnering with universities and institutions, we enroll a student successfully to these institutions, we get a commission. So that's how we get profit. And from that profit, we fund scholarship for underprivileged but highly achieving students in the Philippines. So it's a cycle shop. Education creates income and income creates impact.
Did you consult, let's say, mentors when you set it up?
Marami akong mga mentors, marami akong mga advisors. Up to now, nagpapatulong pa rin ako na I always ask an advice, is this a good decision for me and for the business? Is this the right thing to do? Is this ethical? Is it professional? Always ask questions before making decisions.
This and permits. Oh, ano yung mga sinecure mo when you finally set up this advocacy?
So it has to be registered under the Australian Securities and Investment Commission or ASIC. And we also comply with the Education Services for Overseas Student Act 2000. And of course, the Education Agents Regulation. So meron din kaming data privacy compliance. Very important lahat yon. Now, on the Philippines side, for our scholarship program, we partnered with the Department of Education in the Philippines in Region 2 with the school's division superintendent, principals, advisors, head teachers, parents din ng mga scholars namin. The students, meron kaming assigned memorandum of understanding with the schools and lahat ng mga stakeholders involved. So para transparent siya.
So tell us, yung vetting process.
Yung scholarship program sa Pilipinas yon. Now, for vetting for international students dito, it has a very complex checklist na kailangan imit ng estudyante to be able to enroll into an institution. So maraming requirements yan. Unang-una, are they qualified academically? And then pangalawa, yung English language requirement. And then, of course, yung financial requirements and all that. I'm not a migration agent, Teda. That's why I'm not able to provide visa advice for my clients, but I work with 3 migration agents who can provide that aspect of the application. Now, going back to the scholarship program sa Pilipinas naman, so unang-una, yung advisor ang mag-nominate. Siya ang mag-i-scout sa klase nila and they will find out kung sino yung eligible and then they will submit an application for us. And then we vet. We even need a requirement, a certificate of indigent certificate from the barangay captain, just to ensure that they are underprivileged. Lahat yun vetted.
How do you plan to scale the business side of this advocacy?
That's a great question. My plan is to launch the scholarship program, which is 50 Futures Initiative. So we're aiming to have 50 more rural Filipina students in Cagayan Valley, in San Francisco. So the opportunity is there where I can get partnership with Filipino men that are professionals abroad, also becoming their mentors and sponsors. So my goal is to create a cycle where students we help today become mentors and sponsors tomorrow, and of course, become future leaders.
A final message, Ms. Donna, sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or yung mga gustong mag-start ng negosyo or kahit na advokasya, anong gusto mong sabihin sa kanila?
Start a little. Ask yourself, what problem can I solve? And start with purpose, not for profit. Like I said, build a little, test a little, learn a lot. Hindi kailangan super laki ka agad, and don't rush it. And of course, learn from others, build trust. And it's always important to serve first. And when you lead with service, success always follows. So pwede kang kumita, and at the same time, tumulong, pwedeng silang magsabay. They go hand in hand. Build your networks. Expand your networks and know people. Go out there and meet everyone. Meet people. Don't be afraid, because you don't realize that in one of those people that you spoken with, you have created impact, and that person will come to remember you. And that's what I have always been applying.
And on that note, maraming salamat kay Ms. Donna Taguinots. Thank you so much, Ms. Donna. Salamat.
Salamat din.
At sa uulitin, tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.